Welcome to the ABCs of Horses, a Big Blend radio podcast featuring Christy Wood, a world champion horse trainer, a carded horse show judge, an equestrian expert, and an author. Welcome, everybody. Okay, so you know this is the second episode with Christy Wood. We're excited about this because every day, now this is the second episode, so we actually start the ABCs today. We get to start on A with Christy. So I want you to now go to WDNhorse.com. That's Christy's website, Christy Wood. And we talked all about her on the last show, got you to know her a little bit better. We've got other episodes, no matter where you're listening, on Spotify or YouTube, and episodes from other shows that Christy has been on. But, you know, today we're going to start off with A, which is for Appaloosa. And this is perfect timing, because Christy is getting ready to go to the Northwest Horse Expo, and she's going to be helping run the Appaloosa Club booth. Right, Christy? Welcome back. How are you? Welcome back to your own show.
Thank you. Well, it's nice to be here. That's great. What a great way to start off with the A in our alphabet about horses and learning about horses with the Appaloosa Horse. This is fabulous.
You know, I'm excited because I think I want people to know more about the Appaloosas. Like you were saying, you're going to be at that expo, which is perfect. And you're going to be doing a book signing at the Northwest Horse Expo. And that is for Hoofprints Across Time, A Trail Ride to Remember. And so just, you know, as you know, especially for new listeners, can you tell everybody a little bit about Hoofprints Across Time? Because I want them to know who Chief Joseph was and what this trail ride is through the Appaloosa Horse Club. And then we can get into the Appaloosa Horse, which, of course, is directly connected to Chief Joseph of the Nez Perce Tribe.
Yes, I'd be glad to tell you about my newest book that's out called Hoofprints Across Time, A Trail Ride to Remember. It is my memoirs of riding the 1,300-mile Trail to Freedom that the Nez Perce Indians took back in 1877 to elude the cavalry, to make the choice to try to live in freedom. So It's a wonderful ride through history. We ride with some descendants of Chief Joseph. We ride only on Appaloosa horses to honor that breed that the Nez Perce tribe developed. And it's just a beautiful ride through history. The ride has been going on since 1955, and it takes 13 years to complete the ride. We ride a 100-mile segment each year. So it's a progressive ride, and we move camp every night and travel in and out in between four different states of Oregon, Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana. This trail is actually the trail that the Nez Perce would take every year to go to their buffalo hunts in Montana into Yellowstone. And then the trail continues north after we leave and go through Yellowstone. It heads due north as the Indians were trying to make their way to find sanctuary and live in peace in Canada.
Mm. Mm. So with this trail, where are you going to be in Oregon for this Northwest Horse Expo?
Okay, well, that's coming up this month in March. It will be March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Albany, Oregon, at the Linn County Fairgrounds. That's spelled L-I-N-N. And it's going to be indoors. There will be many, many different breeds of horses that will be there to do demonstrations. But I am managing the Appaloosa Horse Club booth there for 3 days. And I want everyone to come by and see some beautiful pictures of Appaloosas doing just about everything that a horse could possibly do, from racing to cutting to jumping to trail riding. Of course, I'll be there with my book, Hoofprints Across Time, to sign the book for you personally and talk to you about the different programs that the Appaloosa Horse Club has of showing at their national and world show, or riding on the Chief Joseph Trail Ride, or the ACAP program of showing your Appaloosa at open shows. And then there's racing as well. So come by and we will talk about spots and just have a really great time visiting.
I love it. I love it. So Albany, Oregon, is a beautiful area. It's right outside Salem. So you're not quite where the Nez Perce were, I don't believe, right?
No, this is just an expo facility. The Linn County Fairgrounds is really set up for this. But the trail ride starts in Joseph, Oregon, in the Wallowa Valley.
Oh, by the way, can I give a shout out to a wildlife rescue group that's just
Yes,
outside
please.
Albany? Because you know, as Nancy and I travel the country full time, and we got the, you know, when we were in Oregon, we got to go to Chief Joseph's grave, outside the town of Joseph, which was is stunning. It is. It felt like I was on the set of Northern Exposure of that TV show. If anybody's seen that, you know. But anyway, there was no moose at that time. I don't know if they get moose, but I felt like a moose could be walking through the snow and ice. But you know, Albany, when we were there, we were pet sitting and we took care of this cat who decided to go after a baby blue jay. And you know, in spring, it was like this time of year, it was a May, early May. You know, that's when birdies fall out of nests and everything, but this cat went for it. And they rescued Chintimini. It's also a Native American name. Is the wildlife rescue rehab, and they've rescued eagles, snakes, deer. I mean, you name it, they've rescued it,
Oh,
especially
that's
birds,
wonderful.
owls. We went and did a podcast on them because we were so grateful for this little bird, and we knew like they get a bunch of people, like they actually have to turn down like how many people come in, because a lot of times you don't want to mess with a bird that's fallen out, like it'll get back up and go. But because the cat had, you know, drawn blood, they took this little baby, and it was
Wow.
amazing. And it's a beautiful, beautiful area, and a great fairgrounds. Actually, I've been there, driving around there. So, yeah, everyone, it's a beautiful area to go and have you go to a horse show and enjoy it. So, I love that you're going to be up there, and I love that the Appaloosas will be represented in a state that Chief Joseph is buried in. I think that's fantastic. You know,
Yes, it is.
So the Appaloosa horse breed. So on the trail, like when you do this trail ride, and that's what, you know, again, your book Hoof Prints Across Time, you talk about also the, you know, you have to have an Appaloosa. You cannot do this trail ride without being on an Appaloosa horse. So if you don't have one, what do you do? Rent a horse? Like you better get to, you can you just get on somebody's, like that's weird. That would be a little weird to me to
Well,
do such an
yes and
epic
no.
trail ride. Yeah, you
Yeah,
better
so
kind of
you can
connect
lease a
or.
horse. You can you
Oh,
have a,
wow.
actually we have a Facebook page called the Chief Joseph Trail Riders, and that's how we all connect and let each other know that, gee, I have a friend that would love to be a driver this year, meaning driving the rig from camp to camp, or someone might contact us on that Facebook page saying we would love to come ride the trail. Do you have a few horses to lease? So there are people. And I've done this in the past as well, that have taken a horse to the ride to lease to somebody who wants to enjoy the trail that doesn't possibly own or currently own a registered Appaloosa. So it's possible, yes. But people, it's nice to rent a horse from somebody possibly in your area so that you can go and ride that horse a few times. And one of the media persons from Today's Wild West, and he's mentioned in my book, came and rode the last 2 years of the 13 years to document and film our ride. And he leased a horse from me for 2 years, but he lived in Los Angeles and was able to get up here and ride the horse at least twice and get comfortable with him. But he was a good rider. So
Yeah.
our horse is available for people. If you just network, you can also call the Appaloosa Horse Club and talk to the trail ride manager, and he might be able to give you a list of people that have some horses for lease as well.
And the horses for lease should already be kind of trained for this kind of adventure.
Well, certainly. Of
I just
course,
had to go there with you
the
because
right
I know
thing,
it's not like,
the right thing.
I mean, you could you somehow you rescued an Appaloosa, and then it's, you know, the Appaloosa is hanging in your backyard and hasn't really been ridden. You know, that's not what you're talking
Honestly,
about.
Lisa, if you really want to find out about this ride, you need to buy my book. You will read the
See?
book and it will tell you the preparation and the planning that goes involved that is involved
It's
with
called
taking
blood,
this
sweat,
ride.
and tears. Blood, sweat, and
Yeah.
tears.
Well, I didn't
You
have any
know?
tears unless my horse was cantering too fast and I got wind in my eyes. But no,
Yeah.
it's seriously, you need to be prepared. Your horse needs to be prepared. So when
Yeah.
I was getting two horses ready, that took a lot sometimes if people weren't near me. But I'm very fortunate this year. I have a horse that I am leasing to a lady that only lives 20 miles from me. And so we're actually going to enjoy getting both horses ready together at the same time and conditioning them and conditioning ourselves. So it's a real blessing. And she'll also help me drive to the ride as well, because it could be a 2 to 3 day drive just for me from California to get to the start of the ride, which this year will be in Montana.
So, the thing too, transporting horses, that's another thing is well, we'll have to get there with tea, right? I'm jumping
Yeah,
ahead because,
that's
well,
part of
there's
the
so
prep.
much to it, you
But that's
know?
the part of the preparation, Lisa, is people, if you're going to take your own horse, hopefully you have a horse that's comfortable in a trailer and can be trailered. My days are usually 12-hour days to get to the ride because I just don't have the luxury of taking extra 3 or 4 days off and maybe only driving 8 hours that day. And so your horse needs to be comfortable with being trailered. And then there's more information in the book about how to handle your how to take care of your horse, I guess I should say, while you're
And
on.
how you drive,
Well,
how you
yes,
drive.
people do have to make some consideration and understand how to drive a horse trailer. And you can't drive your truck like a sports car if you have a horse trailer towing behind you. You just can't do that.
I've seen a few of people do that kind of thing, and Nancy and I both had to keep our hands down. Let's put it that way. But because it's like, what are you doing, man? So the Appaloosa horse. Let's get to that part because I know that's what people are tuning into here about A, the Appaloosa, and the Nez Perce. And I just think even about this trail ride, like you're trailering horses. Chief Joseph didn't have trailers back then, and I mean they were living with the land, the indigenous
Exactly.
people, but he had the foresight to create a breed of horse. Now, am I right on this? Like, here you've got to think about what we have in modern times and how we get vets involved when there's semination of horses or cattle or any kind of animal breeding. And we have all, these diagnostics and, we have test tubes and scientific gear. But let's go to Chief Joseph and how he created this breed of horse.
Right, Lisa. So let's start with a little bit of a background for the Appaloosa horse. And I'm going to start with the first accounts of an Appaloosa horse being written in the Journal of Lewis and Clark. In 1805, when they were trying to make their way to the Pacific Ocean and try to settle the Pacific Northwest, they had run out of food and were sort of lost and not quite sure where to go next, and they came across the Nez Perce Indians. And the Nez Perce Indians were a very peaceful tribe, took them in and gave them food, let them rest, helped them scout different trails that they needed to continue their journey. But Lewis and Clark, sitting around the campfire, was writing in his journal that they had beautiful horses, spotted horses. And at the time, this happened on the near the Palouse River. And so they would re make reference to these horses. Well, there's a Palouse horse. And then the word actually evolved into Appaloosa. And that's where that started as far as the name of the Appaloosa. But Chief Joseph's father, Old Joseph, as he was referred to, started a breeding program, and Chief Joseph started that. And when I say a breeding program, they were actually credited for developing the Appaloosa horse, because Chief Joseph had a vision of what a good mountain buffalo hunting, mountain climbing horse and fording rivers would look like. And so he bred horses that would develop the characteristics of sturdy bone and good size hoof and endurance and stamina and a disposition, because these horses were valued almost like family members, and many of them actually stayed in the tents in severe winter times with their owners. So he developed them, and developing means in layman terms for people to understand that they actually gelded, which would be, the layman's terms, neutering, but they gelded inferior stallions, and then they would sell off the inferior mares that didn't quite fit the program that Chief Joseph wanted for developing a great horse.
Wow. And when you say disposition, that word has actually become one of my favorite words. And this is why someone, I'm going back to the pet sitting, was one of our first pet sits, and they put in a review about us. Lisa has a great disposition. And when I read this, I went and looked at Nancy and I stood up straight.
That's great. Yeah, I guess
That's just.
humans will refer to each other, gee, she has a nice personality or a nice smile.
But at this, well, this lady is a
Disposition of,
huge animal person,
yeah,
and
but you need to have a good disposition to get a good smile and to be a very pleasant person as well. And yes, people have dispositions just like animals.
that's
So.
hysterical. I'll never forget that because I just kind of looked at Nancy when I read it, and I'm like, here, let me arch my neck, you
I
know,
would consider that a
hysterical.
compliment if somebody
Oh,
said
it is. It is, but
that.
I'll just, it's such a rare thing to hear for humans, you know.
Yes.
But and the lady has actually become a good friend, but I just will never. So whenever when you said that, I was giggling in the background because I'm like, you know, Chief Joseph may agree with me.
Well, so
I don't.
let's continue our history lesson a little bit more about the Appaloosas, and let's go on a little further. So, unfortunately, the Nez Perce never made it to Canada. What we do in 13 years, they did in 3.5 months. And there was eight battles along the trail. The Indians won six of those, and but unfortunately, the Cavalry's orders of bringing back the Nez Perce to put them on a reservation. As they chased them down, I think they got a little frustrated with it. And this shortly happened after the battle at the Little Bighorn with Custer and his last stand. And so they thought all Indians should be, eliminated, is the best way I can say that. And so that's why Crazy Horse left and went to Canada. So Chief Joseph was going to do the same thing and find sanctuary in Canada. But unfortunately, they got captured 40 miles below the Canadian border. And I say captured, let's say slash surrendered, because at that time it was now the 1st of October, the snow is starting to fall. They had lost a lot of their possessions they needed to survive, of blankets and cooking pots. And so they've lost several of their horses, definitely many of their people. And so when Chief Joseph surrendered, the first thing the cavalry did was to take away his most prized possession and confiscated all of the Appaloosa horses. And unfortunately, there were some tragic things that were done to those horses to eliminate them. But then they also took several horses and sold them off to farmers and ranchers who crossed them on draft horses. So the beautiful pure blood, excuse me, and horse that Chief Joseph was developing was now being diluted with draft horse blood. And so in the early 1900s, you would see an Appaloosa horse, beautiful spotted horse, but they had a large Roman-nosed head. The draft horse is characteristic for a draft horse. And then they also had short rat tails, they would call them. So they lost many of the characteristics, some of the characteristics that they had. So a great deal of people who were Appaloosa enthusiasts and loved this breed decided to actually start a registered breed association for the Appaloosa horse. And that was established in 1938 by a great vision of many men that said, we need to preserve this horse. But they also realized they needed to get back to that original horse that Chief Joseph had developed. And so they allowed outcrossing, which means they rebred their Appaloosa horses back to quarter horses, Thoroughbreds and Arabians to bring back some of the more finer lines that Chief Joseph had developed. And to this day, those breeds are still allowed as an outcross. But once you do cross those lines and breed to another breed, other than those, excuse me, those three approved breeds, that will be a registered Appaloosa.
So there's a lot that goes into this. I mean, when you think about it and the history as it's evolved, you know, so now, you know, it's now do everybody has to have like for real paperwork, right? Like
Yes,
this is a
you
true.
need a birth certificate, like a human birth certificate. Horses now, because they are registered with a breed association, especially the Appaloosa Horse Association, yes, you do have to have registered papers. Now, they will hardship some horses that possibly their paperwork got lost and something happens along the way. As long as that horse is easily recognizable from about 15 feet, that you can see spots and see the other characteristics that the Appaloosa has, then you can get papers on your horse. So that's kind of
Wow.
nice. How's that happening? And there are some things developing now within the Appaloosa Association to help many of the non-registered Appaloosas become registered so we can still preserve all of them.
So does DNA come in? Like, can you do DNA testing to?
DNA must be done today, unless you're hard shipping. which means you don't have parentage proof. Again, you can hardship because of the obvious color that the horse has. But now when we breed horses, I think that's been going on for almost 15, 20 years. The sire and the dam, meaning the mother and father, are DNA. Their testing is on file, and that's how you prove the parentage of the foal. And really, it's very easy to have that done. You just pull out one little mane hair or tail hair from the sire and dam, and you'll see at the end of that, you'll have a little root at the end of that hair, and that's where all the DNA is. And you send that into a lab, and they verify that the parentage is correct, and that baby, that foal could be registered.
So we've got all this going on, right? All the you know, all the paperwork and everything. So for Appaloosas, like, are they used, have we been using horses for years, but are they used in different aspects of showmanship? Like, I know it, from my limited knowledge on this, horse racing is usually thoroughbreds, right? So please tell me if I'm wrong on this part of it. I've just always kind of thought that.
No, I can help you with this. Yes.
Is Appaloosas, are they used mostly for trail rides? Are they in show jumping, dressage,
Okay, what's
or
really great about the Appaloosas is that they could do everything.
ooh.
So there are registered Appaloosa races. If you go to the fairs, you'll be able to watch a race of let's say quarter horses only, then mules only. I've seen Arabians race, and then the Appaloosas have a race as well. And then sometimes they have futurities where you open it up to all breeds, and they all the different breeds will run together. So Appaloosas are there are definitely many, many racing Appaloosas. There's Appaloosas in endurance riding, meaning they do more than just the Chief Joseph Trail Ride that I do. They do 50 miles to 100 miles, like a Tevis Cup. That's open to any breed. There are cutting futurities where the horses work cattle, and that's open to any breed. So if you've got a talented horse that can do a specific breed, you can go out and show in open jumpers as well in an open show and compete against other breeds. But within the each association, let's say the Paint Horse Association, Quarter Horse Association, and Pinto Horse Association, they have classes for anything possibly you'd want to do with your horse, from driving to jumping to cattle to Western pleasure to equitation to driving, even dressage. So there's so much to offer within every breed, but our Appaloosas can do it all.
Man, so are all your horses Appaloosa?
Oh, yes.
I guess I had to ask,
Well, of course, you had to ask.
Well, they're beautiful,
Yeah, well, yes. So if you remember when you and I rode a few years back, you rode a horse named Cowboy. He was a beautiful, we call him an ear leopard because he had spots about three quarters of on his body. But remember, I rode out with you with a really beautiful solid bay mare. Do you remember that? Her name is Dollar. And Dollar is actually probably one of the central figures in the new book, Hoofprints Across Time, because that is the Appaloosa mare that I rode consecutively the entire 1300-mile trail ride from year one
And
to year.
isn't Dollar got a quite a legacy, or is that a different horse that you had?
No, this is Dollar. This is the one that the book is about, Dollar and riding on the Chief Joseph with her. Now, saying that, remember I just commented that she was a solid bay mare. So here's the unique thing about the Appaloosa Horse Association is we are a blood breed first, a color breed second. So we do not penalize a baby when it's born. If a foal is born, and gosh, you might breed two colored parents together, and genetics are just really interesting. You may not get exactly what you think you're going to get, and that baby comes out solid. And what's wonderful is we DNA that baby. It proves the parentage. And why would you want to penalize it just because it didn't get a spot? We are interested, personally, for me, color's fourth on the list. And I'm interested in that disposition, and I'm interested in correct confirmation and the ability, athletic ability of a horse. So Dollar got, there's a few solid Appaloosas on the Chief Joseph Trail Ride, and everybody had a lot of fun helping me try to paint color on my horse each year, or riding through the snow or through some blossoms. They'd sprinkle some dust on my horse's rear end and said, "Oh, look, she's got color." But these horses, the solid horses, are allowed to show and compete with the other Appaloosas that are colored. And it's about performance and disposition and athletic ability that we don't penalize them for not having a spot. There's only one show, I mean, excuse me, one class in a horse show of, let's say, 90 classes in a day, that color will make a difference, and you are judged on your color, and it's actually a 60-40 percentage, and that is the most colorful at halter class. And that's the only place the color is judged. The rest of
So
the time, we're looking
that's
for talent.
interesting. Yeah, because that's interesting to me about that. Is it the color? Is it this? But blood means you're keeping as pure as possible. And I think that goes with what Chief Joseph would be happy about, don't you think?
You know, I'm
He
glad you
could.
said that because I have my research of looking into Chief Joseph and my research for the book. I found a picture of Chief Joseph sitting on a solid horse. He had
Oh.
painted the color on that horse because he liked the conformation and he liked the disposition. So he did some Native American painting on that horse, but it was solid. And that tells me he was interested in the disposition and the conformation. And conformation's important. If people don't quite understand what I'm talking about when I mention conformation, we'll talk about that just briefly here. That's structure, it's bone structure. So a horse that has correct bones that connect correctly, and your horse can stand up on really good straight legs, and they have a certain angle for the front legs and the back legs, and it's called form to function. And that's what I judge when I'm in a horse show wearing the hat as a horse show judge, is we're looking for the perfect specimen of a horse that's put together in such a beautiful way that it can function efficiently, successfully, and for a long, long time if it's correctly put together.
That's awesome to hear though. Like just I mean thinking about I mean even the fact that you got photos of him, right? That's pretty amazing
That was,
to
I was
have.
thrilled to see that. Yes.
Yeah, because you got to think he wasn't so into us whiteies at the time, you
Well,
know what I mean?
that's what our
With
breed is, that's what our breed is about. So, unfortunately, if you get a solid baby that year, it doesn't make it any less of an Appaloosa for people that truly love the breed for everything that they can do. Yes, they're probably a little disappointed they didn't get a beautiful white blanket with big, large peacock spots on the rump. But I mean, Dollar was just a tremendous horse. You need to read the book about how wonderful this horse was to carry me on 1,300 miles. She's just has a great heritage herself.
That's exciting. I mean, I think what you're doing is epic. You're on your second round of this. So this year you're going to be back on the trail, right?
Yes, so now I decided at the end of the 13 years, I sort of told my family a long time ago that this is my plan for the next 13 years is to be the third week of July riding on the Chief Joseph Trail Ride. And I always had a funny statement I would tell my family. I said, gee, the Queen of England could ask me to judge a horse show, and I would tell her no, because I'm very committed to this trail ride. And
Yep.
when I got to the end, at the end of the 1,300 miles, I said, I can't stop. This is like a second family for me. It's a family reunion every year. I want to go back and ride it again. Unfortunately, Dollar finished the ride when she was 20, so she was a little too old to go out and do the strenuous ride again. So I was able to find a half brother to her at the same breeder in Minnesota, and I bought her half brother, and he is a beautiful, large buckskin horse named Buckley, and he's got a big white blanket and some spots. So I'm actually riding a colored gelding this time around, and just enjoying it. So we're on year five of in 2024. This year we're on year five, which means we're going to be riding from Darby, Montana, into the Big Hole battlefield, and
Wow.
there'll be a special ceremony when we end. And then we had to change the dates this year. The dates are from August 4th through the 10th, because there'll be a special ceremony on Saturday, August 10th, there at the Big Hole battlefield, and I'm staying an extra day to
Oh,
be a part of that
that's
ceremony.
special.
Yes,
I
it is.
think we're going to have to move the ABCs off for a month when you get back, just so we can recapture. I'm just saying, we can delay the ABCs. We can do what we want because we're adults, So, but I'm always fascinated by, this trail ride. And I think these kinds of epic adventures do something in our lives, when we get interested and, obviously it's a hobby and, your profession as well with what you do with horses and as an equestrian expert and consultant and, judge and trainer and everything you do. But I just think that when people really grasp and go down a rabbit hole of something and it You discover these amazing things in the world. And when we don't grasp onto those rabbit holes that really connect with us internally, like spiritually, soulfully, and I know it does with you,
Yes.
we don't have as much fun. I'm just saying we gotta, you know, and maybe it's different for, you know, those with children or something, but I'm just saying, even that, you should still have something that is very personal to you. And so doing this, it's epic. And it's gotta feel good to do epic things
Well,
and
Lisa,
do grand
it's not,
adventures.
yes, it's I would hope that everybody in their lifetime, somewhere in their lifetime, would be interested in history. And whether it's your personal family history, maybe somebody that lived in the house before you, going to visit museums, even old cemeteries, there's just a lot of history that we can learn and we can learn from, which is the whole idea. And that's another reason I wrote the book, is to enlighten people, to show them the possibilities of this ride. Whether you're a driver, you can certainly come along on this ride without riding a horse. You can camp each day with the group and move your RV, whatever you'd like to do, and just be a part of the people at night and the meals and we actually set up a dance floor and we have entertainment and just the fellowship that we actually have with everybody. And the main bond being, of course, the Appaloosa horse, but it's also the history. And we have descendants of Chief Joseph that ride with us. So history is just really
Oh,
great. And that's another reason I
that's
wrote the
huge.
book, is to continue this about people. Let's continue learning from the history and enjoying it and preserving.
I love that you're talking about, you know, his descendants are riding with you. Do you feel this in closing, talking about the horses, I feel is they've got to have some kind of inkling of their stepping in their ancestors' footsteps as well as the humans. And this connection, I think what, you know, writing the book that you have and doing the podcast and everything and sharing it with people and your students, that it's keeping the Nez Perce tribe in the forefront too, you know,
That's right.
shining the light for them and what they've done,
Yes.
and horse breeding too, but just even, you know, American history of, you know, some of the shoddy things we've done,
Yes.
but also looking and celebrating. This is a positive where right now we see the country so divided. The fact that you've got his descendants riding with you shows that we can have unity and harmony with
Of course.
humans
Yes.
and then humans and animals and the landscape. And it's historic for everyone.
It's a rite of healing for the Nez Perce. They have ceremonies for us. They have an empty saddle ceremony. So it's a rite of healing, and we're just blessed that we get to be a part of that with them and celebrate with them as well.
Yeah. Do you think the horses know that they're walking in their ancestors'
You know,
footsteps?
let me just have a few minutes to address that, Lisa. I'll tell you, there's a section in the book of when Dollar and I rode into Yellowstone, and we're up on top of a mountain, and we looked down into this valley and saw probably 500 bison moving around and just with their babies, matter of fact, because this was in July. And it was just breathtaking. Now, my horse has never seen a bison before, and most horses that don't see anything that's that large, that even smells like a bison, most horses will turn and run. It frightens them. It's an unknown entity, and they just as soon be away from that. She stood on the top of that mountain and looked down and was so calm and took many, many deep breaths, just taking in I'm sure the smell of the animals and just how beautiful it was. And I could almost feel my horse's brain almost going back like mine. My gosh, my ancestors took the Nez Perce to those hunts. We actually chased them. This is part of my history. It's almost as though she recognized her own history. It was just a wonderful moment to be there on sitting on Dollar and both of us taking all of this in together.
Oh, wow. See, that's that communication that, I mean, obviously you've written down, but you can't, it is. It's those things, those are bigger than us, you know, those moments. It's so much bigger than what we, you know, hear on the news. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. These things are so important for us, for our soul and nourishment. And like you said, it's a rite of healing. I think that's beautiful. And everyone, WDE. ANHorse.com is Christy's website again. She's going to be in Albany, Oregon. Go to the Linn County Fairgrounds, and that's going to be March 23rd. She's going to have a book signing on that date, but she's also going to be there. What it's a few days, right?
Yes, I will. I'll be there the entire weekend. Yes.
Yeah, so be there that weekend if you can. And then she also has a book signing coming up at Jedlicka's Saddlery. Did I pronounce
Yes,
that
it's
correctly?
pronounced Jedlicka Saddlery in Los Olivos, California, which is a little town near, right next to Solvang and San
Nice.
Ynez. That's one of the top tack and clothing stores in the area. And I will be there from 10 to 4 on Saturday, April 27th.
Awesome. And what a beautiful horse area too.
Yes,
I mean,
it
that
is.
it's a good that's good horse
And
country, you know,
across the street,
California.
there's a winery, so you could come have a glass of
Wait,
wine.
wait a minute. Oh, wait. I think Nancy and I will drive over from North Carolina.
There you go. I knew I'd get your attention, Lisa.
Hey, you got me. I just perked up, you know. That's part of my good disposition.
Of course it is, yes.
Well, Christy, we're so excited. So next month we're going to be talking about the big B, and tune in to find out what B is all about. And of course, as we said, go see Christy if you can at the Northwest Horse Expo. Learn even more about Appaloosas, but of course, go get her book, Hoofprints Across Time, A Trail Ride to Remember. Yes, you can get it on Amazon, all those places, but you can also go to Christy's website and purchase it online, so it goes directly to the author. And I have some communication with Christy too. I know that you'll answer emails, right, Christy?
Oh,
You're
you bet
really
I will. I
good.
hope people will contact me and ask me questions and encouragement. I'll encourage them to do whatever they'd like to do with their horse and come and join the festivities. It's really a lot of
And
fun to ride along.
that's actually a good point to make too. So please, if you have questions about like what you want, you know, Christy to talk about on the show too, have
Yes.
at it. We can bring that up. Give us some letters. What topics, you know, give us an A, give us a B, give us an A. We want an A. We want 5-star reviews. Come on. So thank you all for listening. Thank you, Christy. Have fun up in Oregon.
I will. Thank you, Lisa, and hope to hear from everybody.
Giddy up, y'all. Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio's ABCs of Horses featuring Christy Wood. You can keep up with Christy and learn more about her services and her books by going to her website, wdnhorse.com. Keep up with Big Blend Radio at bigblendradio.com.